Welcome to day 100, Shavuot Tov. We are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph. And I think it's pretty special that after today, we will have learned 200 Mishnayos together. I think that's pretty significant. So we should continue going, Michael al Chayel. We should continue learning together. I've really enjoyed it, so thank you for the opportunity. And we should continue learning consistently every single day. So says Mishnah Yud Aleph, the very last Mishnah in this second Perek. Says the Mishnah, Tevua nota agabe tevua. Imagine you have two different types of grain that are not allowed to be planted together, but they weren't. They were planted in totally a permitted fashion with the proper space in between them. But now one is overgrown and it's hanging over the other one. It's hovering over the other one. Or yarak agabe yarak, or two different vegetables that were hanging over the other. Tevua agabe yarak, or a grain that's hanging over vegetables. Yarak agabe tevua, or vegetables that's hanging over tevua. Again, in all of these cases, they were planted with a proper distance, it's no problem, but now they're leaning over the other one, and you might think that perhaps it looks like they were planted together. Says the Mishnah, hakol mutter. In all of those cases, it's totally fine. It doesn't matter that it might look like they were planted together, it's not a problem. Chutz, except for midalas yavanis, except for the Greek gourd. A Greek gourd apparently had very large leaves, and when they got when they hovered over other vegetables, perhaps those leaves would get tangled in, and then that really looked like they were planted together. So even though normally we don't worry about it, when it comes to the Greek gourd, it really looks like they were planted together, so we avoid that. You'd have to uproot the Greek gourd. Rabbi Meir Omer, afa kishu sepola mitzri. The same thing applies not only to a Greek gourd, but also to cucumbers and to these Egyptian beans. If they were to grow over other types of produce, you would also have to uproot those because it looks like they were planted together. But he says, "Veroani es devrehen midvarai." I see their opinion, the first opinion, the opinion of the Chum. I see that more than I see my own. Meaning that opinion resonates. It makes more sense to me than my own opinion. What does he mean? Well, his opinion that the cucumber and the Egyptian bean is in the same category as this Greek gourd, that was what he got from his rebbeim. That is his mesorah. That's his tradition. So that's what he teaches. He remains faithful, so to say, to what his rebbeim taught him. But he still admits that even still, the other opinion makes more sense to me. Even though that's my tradition, what I see with my own eyes, the opinion of the Chum make more sense. I think there's something beautiful about that sort of balance that Rabbi Meir is really bringing to the table here, where he's saying that I will continue teaching, I'll be faithful to the Mesorah of my Rebbeim. That's a huge part of halacha, but I'm also calling out, I think it's important to note, that I actually see the opinions of others more than I see the opinion of mine. It gets to a few different Gemaras, the Gemara from Bava Basra. What happens if you heard something from your Rebbe, but perhaps it doesn't appear to be as the most correct opinion? What do you do in those cases? And I think there's a lot of halacha that seems to balance both those two really important elements. That what you see in front of you, what makes sense to you, what's logical, what's rational to you in that moment, and also balancing that and certainly not throwing away what your Mesorah is. So I think Rabbi Meir is touching upon that beautiful tension when it comes to halacha. Okay, Perek Gimel. Now, Perek Gimel, we're going to continue with a lot of the measurements in the fields. It can get a bit complex, but we will post all the diagrams. I'm not even going to talk so much about the cases. I'll just post the diagrams and you'll see what I mean. But there are two major rules that we should know before we start Mishnah Aleph. The first is that even though we said a few Mishnayos ago that when it comes to a field of vegetables, you have to leave six tefachim between the different types of vegetables, that's only when you're talking about a large field. When you have a very small area and you're planting different sorts of vegetables, the Chachamim were mekel, they were more lenient, and you have to leave a much smaller amount in between them. You'd have to leave just a tefach and a half. If a tefach is between 3 to 4 inches, we're talking about a very, very small amount. So we have a 1.5 inches between each one. That's the first rule that we would have to remember. And the second one is the concept of a rosh tor. We've seen that before. When a corner hits the side of another, when a corner of like a patch hits the side of another patch, or a corner of a field hits the side of another, or if two corners hit one another, then even though they're technically touching, and we don't usually do that, we don't plant two different sorts of grain or produce that are touching, when it's a corner, the corner makes it very clear that it was two different fields, and therefore we have no problem with it. So those two halachos, that generally when you have a small area, vegetables need to be 1.5 tefachim away from each other, and also the rosh tor, that if they are corners, they're allowed to touch each other. So that's all we need to know as we go into this Mishnah. It says Mishnah Aleph, aruga shehi shisha tefachim al shisha tefachim. Imagine you have a small patch that is 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. It's like 18 inches, between 18 and 24 inches by 18 and 24 inches. It's a very, very small area. Now, Zoran Basocha Chamisha Zeronim, you can actually plant inside that small little area 5 different types of grain, Arba ba Arba Ruchos Haaruga, 1, 4 on each side of the square, Ve'echad Be'emta, and 1 in the middle. There are two ways to make that work. We'll post both diagrams, but again, 5 is the maximum. 1 on each side, and then 1 in the middle. Hayla gvul gova tefach. If you have a border around that 6x6 field, and the border is, let's say, a tefach in width and tefach in height, so you have this raised border around the 6x6 field, then zorin besocha shlosha asar. Then you can actually plant 13. How does that work? Shlosha I'll call gvul gvul. You'd have three on each border with a tefach and a half of space between each one. And then ve'echad be'emsa. So that's, if you have three on each one, that's 3 times 4, that's 12. And then you have one in the middle, that is 13. Again, we'll post the diagram. Lo yitar rosh halefes besocha gvul, but you cannot plant a rosh halefes, which is the head of a turnip, on the border, b'pneishahu mimaleo, because then the leaves become, they really grow out, and then it looks like they're mixed in with the other ones, and then it really fills that whole border. So similar to what we saw in the previous Mishnah, when it comes to a larger field, when it comes to the Greek Yavanis, the Greek gourd is similar to here when it comes to this turnip that would be planted in this small area on the border, but it would grow over, and then it would look like it was planted together. So that you're not allowed to do. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shisha v'emtzer. Rabbi Yehuda says, forget doing one in the middle. Remember, we're talking about this case with a border where you have 12 around and one in the middle. He says you can even plant 6 in the middle. And the way you'd plant 6 in the middle, you'd be 12 plus 6 is 18. That is as far as my math skills go. But the way that you do it is by planting them in a diamond shape so that the Rosh Tor really kicks in. So the corners are touching one another. You can actually fit 6 in the middle there. So usually, even though we say 5 is the most in a 6x6 field, when there's a border, you can do 12 around and you actually get 6 in the middle. So that's a leniency when you have that border. We will continue with Mishnah Beis tomorrow, and I'll post all the diagrams so it's all be very, very clear.